Lake Festival is coming up in Bemidji later this month. Melinda Neville and Kurt Wayne are joining us now. They're members of Bike Bemidji Steering Committee for the Loop the Lake Festival. Good morning, you guys.
Good morning.
Good morning.
All right, tell us about the festival. It's not a race, right? It's a festival.
It is a festival, and it's a family-friendly festival. So on June 18th, we hope you come out and enjoy looping the lake. We have music, food, rest stops, seg wagons, the whole nine yards. So if you haven't looped the lake before, this is a wonderful opportunity to give it a shot.
How far is it to loop the lake? How far do you have to ride?
It is a total of between 16 and 17 miles, but I think the longest you do in any one segment is about 4 miles or so. So it sounds daunting, but we've had some stories. There's a lot of families that have done this ride before, and they're like, oh, yeah, the kids made it all the way around just fine. So
we did it last year. It was, my kids loved it. It's 17 point something, I think, if you go around the whole lake. And, perfect stops. Are you guys starting? Where do you start?
Well, we have a couple options this year. There's going to be an early packet pickup, which is a new thing for us. But the main festivities are at the Sanford Event Center.
Right, so, in the parking lot.
In the parking lot, right. But with the new packet pickup the night before, if you live on the north end of the lake, perhaps you might choose to start from somewhere else. However, since most of the early food and music are down at the Sanford Event Center, you know, you might choose to join us there.
Well, tell us about the food and the music.
Sure. Well, we have a lot of wonderful local sponsorships, everything from Tutto Bene, Harmony Co-op, and many, many other food sponsors that will be showcasing some of their wares at all the different stations that we have around the lake. For musicians, I know we have the Treetop String Quartet again. And Kurt, do you know who else we have for music?
I know that we have actually some new folks for music this year, too. I can't name them actually off the top of my head, but we've got some new acts, and we've shuffled some stuff around too with both the food and the music. So it's a lot of the same stuff that people loved last year about the event, but there's some new stuff that we think you'll love about this year's event too.
Where are they going to be stationed?
Yeah.
In terms of music?
Yeah.
I know we'll have music at the start and finish at the Sanford Center parking lot.
At Rutgers and at Lake Bemidji State Park.
So it sounds like there are several stops along the way at which there will be music and food.
Absolutely.
Yeah, we're not talking Cliff Bars and Gatorade here, are we? This is
no
real food.
Yep. I know Big River Scoop is going to be putting out some of their premium ice cream.
Whoa.
And there's pizza and sandwiches and bagels and muffins and cookies. I believe they're even doing some gluten-free options this year.
So what do people bring if they, you know, what kind of gear do you need to participate in looping the lake?
So I think that's the beauty of Loop the Lake is that you don't really need a lot of gear. You bring your bicycle in good working order, we hope. If it's not, we actually do have some mechanical help for you right there at the start finish and a couple other spots. So really what you got to do is bring your bicycle and dress for the weather. So,
and if you don't have a bicycle, Nice Ride Minnesota offers our wonderful orange bikes for $10 for the event, which will be in good maintained order if yours is still in the back of the garage.
Yeah, if you haven't taken it in yet this
year,
huh?
Right.
What about if it rains? What happens if it rains?
Well, let's see. We dealt with that a little bit last year. And if it rains, there's a number of things we might do. We might delay the start, which is actually what we did last year. We delayed just about 30 minutes or so, and then it turned into a beautiful day. So we had a fantastic time last year, and we had so many people that even started in the rain or what was left of the rain, too. If there are other circumstances where it's raining really hard or it's storming, we will have we'll send out notice to people. And I think we try and send out notice to people the night before if we know ahead of time if we're going to do any postponement or delayment or anything like that. But we're good with communications. So.
You know, I had completely forgotten that it rained last year. I mean, completely. Until just now, all I had were nice memories of riding around the lake with my kids and the music and everything like that. And until just this moment, I had forgotten that. So if anybody gets intimidated by that, don't. Go ahead and get out. There's so many cool things happening.
Now, I've been reading about a thing called wheelbeing. And what is wheelbeing?
Wheelbeing is a prescribe-a-bike program that's here in Bemidji. It's a collaboration between Nice Ride Minnesota, True North Healthcare, and this year, in our second year, we welcome Sanford Health into the sponsorship role for this program. So what it is your healthcare professional can prescribe a bike, and in most of the physicians in town can do this. And you get a free bike for the summer by agreeing to ride twice a week and to join us for four events through the season. Now, some of the events we did last year were farm to table. We went to the farmer's market and picked up our food and then went and grilled together. We've done birding by bike. And we have a whole schedule lined up. More information can be found at truenorthbemidji.com. Wheelbeing.
This is with the orange Nice Ride bikes?
Right. We've devoted 40 bikes in the Bemidji fleet towards this program this year. And if you have your own bike and you love it and still really want to have that community and encouragement for cycling, you're welcome to join us with your own bike as well.
Have you had some people sign up for that already?
Oh, yeah. We're almost full. But I think
Whoa.
We have maybe 7 or 8 spots left as of this morning. Last year, we had 20 bikes available and had a fantastic season. We also have a Facebook page, Bemidji Wheelbeing, and you can find out more information and see the kinds of things we do and more links to how to sign up for the program.
You also have a new event this year. It's called Spinning Spokes Art on the Go. Tell us about that.
Oh, well, this is a wonderful thing. Due to the fact that we had 650 riders last year for Loop the Lake Festival, our registration and wait lines got a little long. So in collaboration with the Watermark Arts Center, we're having an event the night before. The Spinning Spokes Art on the Go is a decorate your own bike event for children that's free. And for adults and families who are participating, they can do an early packet pickup for Loop the Lake Festival. So we're going to have booths, and there's a helmet decorating station and a way to put stuff on your spokes and decorate your handlebars. So yeah. Students who go through and, or children who go through and get their bike all blinged out can ride the next day and Loop the Lake.
Oh, without waiting to register.
Right. Well, so we have packet pickup for people who are pre-registered. We'll also have walk-up registration at Watermark Arts Center starting at 4 o'clock on Friday the 17th.
How do people register?
Well, there's a couple ways you can register. One would be to go to the Spinning Spokes event at 4 p.m. on the 17th. Another way is to go to bikebemidji.com, and there's some pretty clear links right there on our website there about how to register and even more information on the event that we haven't been able to tell you guys today. I think that's the easiest way to register is to go to bikebemidji.com and click on the registration link.
Oh, wow. And when does it start?
It's going to start at 8 a.m. on Saturday, June 18th. You don't have to be there right at 8 a.m. And in fact, any time between about 8 and 9:30 a.m., it's what we call a rolling start. So you can show up. You get through the line, you check your bikes, you do your ABC quick check, all that fun stuff.
Eat
and then
bagel.
You can get rolling. Yep. Get some quick food and some coffee.
Ice cream.
Before
okay, don't forget
so
the ice cream.
Yeah. You need a helmet, I assume. This ABC quick check, what is that?
Sure. We highly recommend helmets. So if you have one, bring it. ABC quick check is a wonderful way to make sure that your bike is ready to go. A stands for air. You want to make sure you've got air in your tires. B is for brakes, because those are pretty important too. So do a hand check for those brakes and make sure you've got some good grip. C is for chain, crank, and cassette. So you want to look at those mechanics of your bike and make sure
the guts of your bike, yeah.
Yeah, that they're in good working order. Quick is for those quick release levers, because if you've had your bike in the car and you've taken off that front wheel, you want to make sure that that front axle is properly set and the quick check is lined up so that it doesn't catch your spokes. And then we always encourage people to do a quick check. Take your bike for a short circle and make sure everything feels right before you take on a longer ride.
Yeah, helmets for sure. Sometimes there's a lot of people in proximity, and the path can be thin. And in fact, last year, my sweet wife took a header right in the grass and bounced her head on and cracked the helmet. And Mark Morrissey heard about that and went running off like rescue man. But she was okay because of that helmet. So
good. Very good.
Yeah.
And
so.
I saw Kurt smiling when you said something about having taken the front wheel off to transport the bike.
I've done that before. Well, not. I've put the quick release back on the front wheel, but not. I also have a front release, a quick release front brake. And sometimes if you don't reactivate that when you put the wheel back on, you then try and brake the first time and your bike is like, uh-oh. I'm not slowing down.
Oh,
no.
Okay.
Oh, all right.
Well, listen, thanks for talking to us about it. It's an exciting time of year, and there's so many biking things happening. And congratulations on the Nice Ride program, which just seems to be, I'm seeing orange bikes all over town now.
Well, that's my job.
Well, it looks like you get to keep it for a while longer. So,
absolutely. Yeah. Well, we hope to see everybody for Loop the Lake Festival on Saturday, June 18th. Come bike around the lake with us.
BikeBemidji.com.
Okay, that's Melinda Neville and Kurt Wayne. They're members of Bike Bemidji Steering Committee for the Loop the Lake Festival. We'll post information about the event on our Northern Community Radio Facebook page. And the conversation that we just had has been part of Area Voices, telling the arts, culture, and history stories of Northern Minnesota, made possible by Minnesota's Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund and the people of Minnesota.